Chapter 33, in which Mon Mothma tries to talk sense into the princess. Our heroes seem rather cheerful about rushing off on what their old friend Obi-Wan would have called a damn fool mission. C-3PO's attitude is far more sensible, but of course it was acting sensibly that got the galaxy into this mess in the first place. Faced with various enemies, the Separatists, robot armies, rogue Jedi, planet after planet had very sensibly allowed the fairly democratic Republic to become the Empire, ruled by the will of a single man. And by the time some discovered that this sensible man they had chosen was behind the Separatists, the robot armies, and the roguest Jedi of them all, Anakin Skywalker, it was all too late, and the whole galaxy was made to suffer for a generation. So we can't blame our heroes for not being sensible. But for a rebellion to succeed in overthrowing all that the Emperor wrought, some sensibility is required. Someone has to make sensible plans. The greatest star pilots still need a working, fueled-up ship to fly in. The bravest commandos need ammo, camo, and a canteen full of water. And if these heroes are successful, then someone needs to be ready to bring order to the resulting chaos. For the rebellion, Mon Mothma has been that sensible figure for years. Brave enough to stand up to Palpatine while he was grasping for power, and smart enough to know when politics and diplomacy were useless and the time for rebellion had come. And now she has a tough job to do. She must try to talk some sense into Princess Leia, the daughter of her old friend, Senator Bail Organa. Bail Organa was, of course, Leia's adoptive father. Organa, a senator from the planet Alderaan, had always been a trusted ally of the Jedi. So when Padme died, he and his wife, Queen Briha, agreed to raise Leia and never reveal the secret identity of her real father, Anakin Skywalker. Everyone assumed that she was just another of the many, many children left orphaned by the Clone Wars. You'll recall that Han had considered objecting to Leia coming on the mission, but he didn't dare say so. Mothma, as I've said, is a very brave woman.
Leia, I know you want to be a part of this great adventure with your friends, but the danger is too great.
You said the same thing about our plans on Tatooine.
Yes, and I've since heard how close we came to losing you, swinging from one ship to another over some sort of sand pit? Really, Leia, don't you realize how important you are to the Republic we will rebuild someday?
But that's exactly what I'm fighting for. What's the use of preparing for a Republic that will never exist if this mission fails?
No, Leia, we can't think like that. If this mission fails, then the rebellion must go on. The rebel fleet, the rebel army, they'll be gone, but the rebel spirit will still exist. All across the galaxy, there must be someone to kindle that fire.
But you...
Ah, yes. It's always me, Leia. It's always me. I'm always the one that stays behind.
Mothma turns and looks out the window. The ragtag rebel fleet is swarming with activity. Fuel ships, repair ships, supply ships, troop ships, the medical frigate, and what's left of the starfighters. X-wings, Y-wings, A-wings, B-wings, zipping in and out, up and down, preparing for an all-out assault on the new Death Star. All but one ship. Mothma's ship. It is fueled up and standing by, ready to take her somewhere else. Somewhere safe.
I trained as a fighter pilot once, you know, she tells Leia. It was after the Empire's massacre on Kashyyyk, when I knew diplomacy was dead. I was ready to fight, just like you are now.
This gets Leia's attention. Mothma has always seemed like a friendly old aunt to her, not a fighter pilot.
Did you?
No. Some people thought I was afraid. And in a way, I was. I was afraid of not doing my best for the rebellion. If I had gone into battle, I might have gotten off a shot. Maybe even a lucky shot. I might have helped win the day, but I more likely would have been blasted out of the sky. Something told me I could do much more. And I have. and I plan to keep on. But I can't do it forever. Leia, the New Republic is going to need you just as much as this rebellion does.
Mothma, I understand. And I will be there for the Republic. But just as something told you to stay out of that battle, something tells me to step into this one. I can't explain it. It just feels like it's...
your destiny?
Yes.
Yes, I know. And I understand,
says Mothma, embracing Leia.
But for your parents' sake, since they are no longer here to guide you, I felt I had to try to talk you out of it.